This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Nun Tes. So we're in the middle of Siv Vav. The Mechaber began based on a Mishnah in the first parak of Yadayim that you can't put water on your friend in your palms. See, in other words, you want to cup your hands and use that as a kli to wash your friend's hands. You want to try to use it as a kli, but it's not a kli, and it's not effective because ain't noitlin elamina kli. Then the Mechaber says the din of the Mordechai, that if you cup one hand and then pour into the other hand, it's nothing. Ain't a klum. It's nothing. For the same reason, because it's not a kli. Ain't a klum. Then the Mechaber brought the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that in case two, you could cup one hand and pour on the other, because the water that came into hand one came from a kli. So if it came from a kli into your hand, you could pour it onto the second hand, provided that the first hand was tahar. For example, you poured water bevas achas. The Rama's conclusion was the minog is tremeka like Rabbeinu Tam, but the first svara is ikar, meaning me ikar adin. It will not work, not if you scoop out your hands and pour on your friend, or even if you scoop one hand and pour on the other hand. And therefore, lechadchila, you should be machmer. We are up to... Let's start from Sif Katan Lamed Gimel. The case that Rabbeinu Tam mattered is you pour it onto one hand, and then that hand, which is now tahar, you're pouring onto another hand, provided that the first hand is tahar. For example, you poured revius bevasacha. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sivkatan Lamed Gimel, in honor of Lag Va'omer, uvechagoin zeh avsha hoisa tameya. In this case, even if hand one was tamei, nitara yada v'shvicha achas, the hand becomes tahar with one pouring. V'gam ha'mayim atzman loy nitzmu, the water themselves are not impure. The revius v'asachas asur k'mikvah mitaharas. A revius at one time is made like a purifying mikvah. Shagam ha'mayim tahirim him, the water remains tahar. Kila kaman b'simen kuf samach beis. V'lachin yachal lishboich mimayim elu gufam, therefore you could pour from these very waters, sheneskabitz l'tachpisas yodoy, that have gathered in your palm, al yad hashnia. Miu, however, zedavka im shafach haravias al yadoi karoi. That's only if you poured on your hand properly. But if you didn't pour on your hand properly, dahainu kedin natila al kol hayad mi bifnim, you poured like the din of natila on the whole hand from the inside, umi vachutz, and from the outside, diilu shafach kula, because if you poured the whole thing rak l'techpisas yadoi into the cup of your hand, ein zeh natila karoi, that is not a proper natila. V'yadai harishayna atzma tameya, the first hand is tamei, v'gam hamayim nitzmuba, and the water is also going to be tamei. We saw that last time, so that was just a review. Sivkatan lamadalad, hi ikar, svar rishayna ikar, not like Rabbeinu Tam, v'chein hudas sharei poiskim, deloik Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore, lahachmer l'chachil v'rashal hichmer af b'dieved, v'gam l'das rama hudafka b'shas hadchak. Even according to the Rama, it's only if you have a pressing circumstance. Avol b'nizdamnu lo imayim, if water came your way, yitol shenis, you should wash again. Uveli bracha. Okay. So even the Rama, that's mekel, where he says nagu l'hakel k'divrei Rabbeinu Tam, but that's only b'shas hadchak. The marshal is machmer even b'dieved. Siv Zayin, that's what we're up to b'ikar. The water needs to come from the strength of a giver. What does that mean? Lefikach sinar shadoy l'mayim min hayar v'shoyfich bay. a canal that draws water from a river and pours into it. And water is drawn into this canal to irrigate a field. You can't just put your hands in it so that the water will flow on your hands. Because they're not coming from human force. The strength of the pourer has ceased. Meaning, you have a canal that you draw water from a river and you pour it into this canal. And it flows into the canal. So you want to put your hands into the canal. At the origin of this canal, somebody poured water into it. There's a guy, Fred, poured water into it a couple of yards above, maybe 50 yards above. And now it's flowing. And you want to put your hands into it, figuring it originally came mikayach anoisein. So the Mechaber says no. By the time it gets to your hand, kvar pasak koyach hashoifich, the power of the one who poured it there has already ceased. V'meisim yadav karoiv l'mkayim hashvicha, if you put your hands close to the place where he poured it, even though you're not putting your hands mamish under where it was poured, also loy natila, the natila works. Because so long as that your hands are close to the place of the pouring, it's still considered coming mikoyach noisein. What if I immerse my hands in this area? So I want to do tevilas yadayim. There is a concept that you could do in lieu of netilas yadayim. You could put your hands in a river. There is a way to put your hands in a river and immerse your hands. Vim hitzbil yadav l'teichat sinar hazeh, enam tahoyrois mikayach tevila. They're not pure from immersion. V'nei shehim shuvim, because this is drawn water. This is a man-made irrigation canal. I'm not putting it in the Mississippi River. I'm not putting it in the Ohio River. I'm putting it in some irrigation canal that the water ended up in there. So that's Mayim Sheuvim. So I can't do Tevilas Yadayim. Elamai Netilas Yadayim. Well, it's no longer Mikayach Gavra. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah to get a clearer picture of what this case is. Sivkatan lamidvav shadoila mayim, right? So loymar shadoila adam mayim in hayar. That is, a person draws water from the river bidali with a bucket. V'shoyfech l'toychat sinar, he then pours it into the canal, sheyavayim imen al-asadais, that from there to reach the fields. V'azali ten yadav v'toychat sinar, this guy's coming to put his hand in the canal. Rachayk mimakam sheshoyfechem, by far, a distance from where they're pouring into it. Kedei sheyikalchu amayim al yadav, so that the water should flow in his hands. V'soyver, and he thinks sheychashav loyla natila, that will be reckoned a natila. The Dirshu brings the Shaar Tzion a little bit later on, that there is an opinion later that you could be toivel your hands in a kli, because you don't need kayach shoyfech. Shaar Tzion says even according to that opinion, here it would be puzzle, because you're not putting your hands in a kli. The kli has ceased. The guy already poured it out of the kli and it flowed. So it's no longer considered from a kli even. Lamed Zayin. So long as you put your hands close to the place of the shvicha, it's considered like it came from his kayach, mikoychehim b'am. V'afti netilas yadayim miklihu davka. Even though netilas yadayim requires a kli, meaning what in the world is this guy doing? He's putting his hands in an irrigation canal, okay? So maybe you have kayach noisein, but it's not a kli. He's putting his hands in an irrigation canal. That's not a kli. So how exactly is the water coming onto his hands from a kli? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Kivan shu karoiv lemkayma shvicha sheshoivich bedli chashuv mikayach hakli gamkein. That's also mikayach hakli. I have a bomb kash on this. How does this fit with what we were learning in earlier in the siman, where if the top of a kli was rendered not a kli because there's a hole in it or a crack in it, and you pour water out, and before the water hits your hand, the bottom of it could contain a ravias, let's say. But the top portion was rendered not a kli, so we learned that it's not an effective netila because the water is touching your hands from a non-kli, even though it originated in a kli, but on its way pouring out of this quasi-kli and the top of it not being a kli, it encounters something that's not a kli before it touches your hand. Why don't we say the same thing? That it came to your hands very close to a kli. The bottom of it is a receptacle. That's a kli. The top of it is not a receptacle. So why is that not good enough? If it's good enough to put your hands in an irrigation canal where somebody poured into it, it then flowed in the irrigation canal and it hit your hands, that's close enough to a kli. It didn't hit your hands directly from the kli. It was interposed with an irrigation canal, which is a non-kli. That's good enough. Says Mishnah Berurah, Pashut im shafach letoich atzina b'kli psula, it's obvious that if you pour into the irrigation canal with a pasul kli, kagoin b'menukav, let's say a kli with a hole in it, af b'nosan karev l'makam ha-shvicha, pasul, even though you put it close, even though you put your hands very close to the place where you've poured into the irrigation canal, it's pasul, because it never came into the irrigation canal, mikoyach ha-kli, de'inam ba'am mikli. Unless you use the method that we mention later on. So I'm specifically asking, how do you reconcile Sif Aleph with Sif Zayin? In Sif Aleph, we learned that if the kli has a big hole in it, even though it's machzik revius min anekev ulamata, then it's pasul. Even though the bottom of it is a kli, but if you're going to pour it out of the top, so in between the kli and your hands, it's coming into contact with something which is not a kli. And that's a problem. And here we're learning that if you put your hands in an irrigation canal close to where the guy poured it into the canal, so it's coming mikoyach noisein, adayin loy pasa koyach noisein. The Mishnah Berurah asks, it's not coming from a kli. No, since it's close to the makam shvicha, it's chashuv mikoyach hakli. Well, if it's chashuv mikoyach hakli because it's karoiv l'makam shvicha, it ain't lecha karoiv l'makam shvicha if you have one vessel that if you were to have poured out from the nekev, it would have been a valid netila because the bottom of it is a kli. It's because you poured it out from the top, so it's coming from a kli, but then it's hitting a non-kli. But it's still, isn't it karoiv l'makam shvicha?
In one case, the water is mixing with other waters. In Aleph, it's not mixing with other waters, but in this case, the guy's pouring it into some other mixture.
That makes it better?
I'm just saying the cases may not be so, they don't line up perfectly.
If anything, this case is worse, you know? And yet it works over here. It works here, you know? is it worse because since it's all part of the same vessel? You ready for this chiddush? We learned Sif Aleph wrong. Sif Aleph is not pasul because in between the water coming from the kli, it hit something that's not a kli. No, if that was the lamdus, then Sif Zion would refute it because it's karav lamakam shvicha. If you're utilizing it in a way where you're pouring it off the top, then it's nothing is a kli. This item, this thing, this entity, when being used from the top of it, since there's a hole in it, that water is going to let nothing is a kli. You're not using it that way. It's not karav lamakam shvicha. It's not that it's a kli on the bottom and a not kli at the top and a not kli interrupted between the water coming from the kli and your hands. It's when it's being used that way, the whole thing is not considered a kli. When is it a kli? If you use the whole. But if you're using the top of it, then it's one entity. Then we look at it like it's not a kli. I don't know. Let's do one more. Ve'im hit bil yadav, if you immerse your hands, hainu sheh techavan b'mayim, you immerse it in water, sheh niskansu b'toich hatzinor, sheh niskansu b'toich hatzinor, you immersed your hands, you stuck them into water that gathered in the canal, u'ba lahachshiran mikoyach tefila, now you want to kasher it. Through immersion, kamavar lekamei b'sof yadalad, de tefila nami mahani liyadayim, we're going to learn later on, tefila works for if you immerse it in a spring or in a mikvah, it's not going to be good because it's she'uvim. Okay, we'll see more tomorrow. Shkayach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.